Mark Recker. I farm in northeast Iowa at the town of Arlington. I grow corn and soybeans, and I'm president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association.
Mark, what has Commodity Classic 2018 been like? First hearing the news that Bill Northey was confirmed as the as a USDA undersecretary, but then following that, rumors began to swirl about potential changes to the renewable fuel standard. I imagine the emotions have been all over the board.
It has. We were thrilled to hear of Bill Northey's placement. We've been waiting a long time for that. He was a great Secretary of Agriculture for Iowa, and he is going to do great and serve farmers well in this new role. So we're just very pleased about that news. Then came the news of a possible issue with ethanol and the RFS out of the White House. And that's very concerning. We're working on that right now. It's a developing story. And we had a presentation by Secretary Perdue this morning, who spoke directly to it, saying his support for the RFS, Renewable Fuel Standard. And we very much appreciate that, as well as support for trade and other issues that are important to farmers. Our concern is the disconnect between the understanding of the Renewable Fuel Standard and the RIN program. The RIN program being something that is tied to the RFS that actually helps the RFS work. RINs help the RFS work. They help drive higher blending and higher ethanol demand and encourage retailers and refiners to blend ethanol. So you must have a functioning RIN program to make the RFS work. And any talk of capping RINs or putting RINs on exports will make the program so it doesn't work, and ultimately it will destroy the RFS.
You'll have an opportunity tomorrow to sit down with Secretary Perdue and ask questions and get some specifics, but at this point, is there just too much uncertainty to even speculate about what might be happening here in Washington? What's your gut tell you?
So there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of forces working against the RFS in Washington, but we have our own advocates. We have Senator Grassley. We have Senator Ernst from Iowa. And we have Bill Northey now working. But from our perspective, it is a communication effort to help in this opportunity that we have here in California to help the Secretary of Agriculture understand the importance of not only the RFS, but the deeper importance of the RINs tie-in and why those RINs are important to the Renewable Fuel Standard.
Help me to understand ultimate authority on something like this, a change to the RFS. Would it have to go through EPA and Scott Pruitt? Can Sonny Perdue do this himself? Does Congress have a say?
So I think it's a combination of, depending on what the issue is, the EPA does have some say with what goes on there, but ultimately there is some congressional action that would need to be take place also.
Coming back to the idea of a change that could hurt ethanol demand and the effects on corn prices, it's already a very challenging time for farmers, especially on the crop side, because of low commodity prices. And the idea of that demand being weakened, an already difficult year economically for farmers could become much more challenging.
Really could. You know, I think this is the lowest farm income since 2006, so we are not on a great path. When we come here and talk, we talk about the need for demand, and we need to have access to export markets. We need a strong renewable fuel standard. We need every avenue of demand for corn that we can get in these very difficult times, and that's what we're working for.
Hypothetically, if it is a RIN cap, have some of these rumors also involved an RVP waiver? And if there was a waiver allowing ethanol, higher blends of ethanol to be sold year-round, could that help at all, or would that really not make much of a difference because the RIN cap would be too damaging?
Yeah, so the RIN cap would actually counteract any benefit of the RVP waiver going forward. So while the other side would like to negotiate that in, and we'd love to have the RVP, we will not compromise on a RIN cap because that would counteract and be detrimental to anything RVP or RFS included.
Anything else on the RFS, Mark, or anything else from a policy perspective? I do want to ask you about the upcoming growing season before we conclude.
It's a concerted effort. We, with what's going on out here this morning in the news and taking things to task concerning the RFS and the RINs, we had a call to action with our growers back in Iowa and around the Midwest, really, to inform them of what's going on, encourage them to reach out to their congressional representative and reach out to the White House to let them know how important this issue is to their businesses. And I want to encourage them to continue to do so they understand in Washington, D.C. what we're working on and why it's important to them.
I'm sure your plans for 2018 were being formulated before the combine was put away, but you know, as you look at things like this recent rally in soybean prices and how your acreage will shift out, is 2018 going to be unique in regard to where your acres go, corn, soybeans, inputs, and how you invest your money? Anything unique about this year from that perspective?
You know, you see soybean prices going up, and that may attract a few soybean acres. I have my rotation personally down. I have my corn soybean rotation I like. But we have come off four tremendous years of big crops. So the expectation that we may have a smaller crop this year, I think, is out there. And I think you have to somewhat plan for that accordingly. And, you know, like any other farmer, we're looking for opportunities to cut input costs, you know, buy fertilizer at the right time, get our seed costs down, get rental rates down when you can do that. So it's the same kind of planning we've always done. And hopefully we can have the opportunity to have some profitable prices going forward.
Those high yields have really been a saving grace with low commodity prices, right?
Oh, it really has. It's been, I think it's certainly bought us time, if nothing else. But, you know, it's the work of the Iowa Corn Growers Association to take those large crops and find the avenues of use for them and the demand that where we can utilize that product.
Mark, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yep, thanks for the opportunity.